This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Everyone, welcome back to the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report, as we have been doing for the last probably month or two now. We are replaying a couple of the more popular segments from this week, starting off with Dana Lyons, posted on Thursday. Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Corey and Chad here chatting with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago, as well as editor of the Lion Share Pro website, which I will link to below this interview. Dana, as we usually do, we'll get some of your updated calls, what your models are telling you for a few different sectors here. We'll start off with U.S. equity markets. This week, or at least the last couple trading days, a bit of weakness came into the markets, and today we're seeing a little bit of a rebound. Seems like any time we see some weakness in the markets, we do hear from people saying, oh, bigger corrections coming. Look at the recent run that we've had. This is the start of maybe another bear market, maybe another more significant pullback. What are your thoughts? Do you think the recent weakness could be finally that larger-term pullback that a lot of people are looking for?
Thanks, Corey. That's not what we're looking for at the moment. We've discussed many times over the years. We are not that optimistic on the longer-term prospects for the U.S. equity market. We think there's going to be a major reckoning at some point, and maybe in the broader averages, maybe they did top out, you know, at the end of 2021, early 2022. But at this point, I think that rally that started in October, that intermediate term rally, still has legs to it. At least that's what our data, our models are suggest. The quality of that rally, especially in November, December, was good enough that it suggests that we're not done. It's now a one and done shot. And that reversal at the beginning of the year is probably not it for that rally. So I do think after this pullback, this pause, consolidation depends on what sector you're looking at to describe the nature of this kind of consolidation or pullback. But I do think once it's over, we do get another extension of that rally, and in a wide array of market sectors, as suggested by, you know, the quality of the participation that we saw in November, December. So we are looking for further extension, therefore, of that rally before, you know, the meat of the next bear market, or I should say, the next leg down of the bear market does take hold.
Well, Dana, last time we talked with you, you mentioned something I was surprised by, that some of the value sector ETFs were doing better than many people expected in light of small caps and tech and the growth sector doing so well. How would you contrast now the setup in, let's say, the tech and growth stocks versus the value stocks?
Well, it's interesting because, and as I mentioned, there is a fairly wide swath of market segments that are well positioned at least for another near to intermediate term rally. Longer term, that may not be the case, but at least an extension of that post-October bounce that we saw. And obviously, on the one hand, you have the growth stocks, you got the tech segment, large cap tech, that has held up extremely well. It's actually sitting right at new all-time highs. That is positioned well. So that we do expect that to continue to lead the way on the one hand. On the other hand, you have a couple segments in the value space, specifically a couple pickers I'll give you, RFV and RZV, which represent mid-cap pure value and small-cap pure value areas of the market, which strip out really any semblance of any growth in those segments. And you might be surprised to find out that unlike kind of the broader small and mid-cap indices, these have actually gone back to new highs. So I think so from that perspective, from a pure value standpoint, there are pockets that are not only set up in the near term for extension of the rally, but those are areas that are not even close to as extended or frothy as some of the growthier segments, like the tech segments that have really run over the last, you know, year or decade even. Some of these value plays have more, perhaps, longer-term durable potential behind it. So from that perspective, we're playing kind of both sides of the spectrum. And while we're not proponents of diversification for the sake of diversification, when you have a wide area of segments, market segments that are actually displaying relative strength, that's a good kind of a definition of diversification.
So, Dan, does anything individually stand out to you? It does seem like a lot of these markets, again, kind of trading within itself, but any sectors that really are just screaming higher or completely breaking down in your eyes?
Breaking down, no. Outside of, you know, we've got some few international markets. China's, for one, has been certainly awful, but you have a handful of international markets that are continuing to move to new highs. Japan, we like a lot. India, we continue to like a lot. And then from a domestic perspective, you have, like I mentioned, a good, you know, kind of fairly wide array of areas that are working right now, from tech, like I mentioned, some of the industrial space, some of those value plays that I mentioned, and then some more specific areas, aerospace and defense, continues to move new highs. Something like insurance continues to move to new highs. So unlike maybe that rally that we saw into July of this past year that was extremely narrow, you've got, you know, like I mentioned, you've got a fairly wide assortment of areas that that represent opportunities right now, which I know is, on the one hand, a good place to be in that you have, you know, a number of different targets to throw the darts at. And in addition to that, it represents kind of a better foundation beneath the rally, beneath the market right now, that should at least give more fodder again to the notion that there should be extension of this rally before the next collapse occurs, because you usually don't have a collapse coming from conditions that are, you know, that include more of a broad array, a broad participation of constructive sectors like we're seeing right now. So another factor that keeps me fairly optimistic that at least we're going to see an extension or an attempt at extension of that intermediate term rally before the next shoe drops, for sure.
Well, Dana, let's shift over to the commodity sector. As you know, a lot of our audience is invested in resource stocks and commodities themselves. Let's start off with the big boy gold, you know, and gold stocks. It's had a pretty good run at the end of last year, a very muted to lower move the beginning of this year. What's your outlook on gold? And then conversely, how do the gold stocks fit into the picture?
Sure. Really, nothing has changed that much. As you know, gold, we're very optimistic about. I think from a long-term perspective, it's set up extremely well. We had the rally to the COVID pop, and it's pretty much gone sideways for the last 4 years and avoided really losing any of those gains outside of, you know, some ups and downs, some consolidation and kind of working off some of that froth that was built up. So now I think there's plenty of fuel, there's plenty of ammo for not only a breakout, but more of a sustainable breakout when we do break out, because it's not as, like I mentioned, conditions aren't as frothy as they were certainly 4 years ago. So you could see run to substantial new highs if we do get that breakout. Now, on the flip side, obviously the gold miners and the equities within the space are not as constructive right now. They've pretty much been very uninspired for the last several years. With that being said, we do have smaller positions in the silver and gold mining stocks, just from an ETF perspective, because if we do get that breakout win in gold, that should lift up, obviously, the mining space, and it could happen in a hurry. So that's why we're holding a smaller position there, even though the charts aren't, like I mentioned, that inspiring right now in the short term.
for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy a $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting and TAM required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Replaying now, a company update from Friday. FPX Nickel, the company, welcomed another strategic investor that invested in the company at a premium to market. Again, this was posted on Friday, so to hear the full interview, just click on that Friday posting. Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm getting an update from FPX Nickel, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FPX, and on the OTCQB under the symbol FPOCF. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Martin Turen. FPX Nickel, focused at the Descartes Nickel District in central British Columbia, that holds the Baptiste deposit, which is one of the largest undeveloped nickel projects in the world. I've chatted with Martin a number of times about how the company is continuing to de-risk this asset, and now I'm following up on news that came out January 17th, where FPX brought in another strategic investor, Sumitomo Metal Mining, for $14.4 million. That brings Sumitomo's interest to 9.9% on a non-diluted basis. Martin, look, the company already has other strategics in the stock, so how does Sumitomo now fit into this mix of strategic investors in FPX?
Sure, thanks, Corey. So first of all, just quickly on the background of Sumitomo. So they're Japan's largest mining and metal processing company. They're also, outside of China, they're the leading producer of nickel sulfate and the precursor cathode active materials for the EV battery sector. So they're really ex-China. They're a leader in producing nickel in the form required for battery raw materials. Secondly, they also have a long experience and history of collaboration and partnership with Western mining companies on large-scale mining projects. The one that's probably been most closely followed in the market over the last few years is Teck's QB2 operation in Chile, which has been going through construction, is now ramping to full production. So they are sort of viewed as a partner of choice for Western mining companies, particularly in those scenarios where you have a large CapEx project, where you might have a large established mining company in place as the majority owner, with Sumitomo as a minority interest partner and kind of playing a role there to help fund projects and bring them into fruition. So as far as mining partners in our sector, it really doesn't get any better than Sumitomo. Now, in terms of how they fit in with the other strategics, so of course, as you mentioned, we have two other groups who hold approximately 9 to 10% of FPX as well. One is Outokumpu, large stainless steel producer in Europe, Europe's largest stainless steel company. They certainly fit in there as a potential customer or consumer of nickel units that would be produced from this operation in the future. And then the other group, we have not disclosed the identity of the other confidential investor. I would just say that these three groups are all complementary to each other. They all fit in different parts of the nickel supply chain. And at the end of the day, I think what we're doing here is we're introducing the right types of partners who can all potentially work together. And it really sets the table for ultimately bringing the project into construction and into operation in future years.
Now, Martin, one thing that I think we should address right away is that on the back of this strategic investment, we didn't really see any share price movement, unfortunately. It was very muted in terms of market reaction. Why doesn't the market seem to care about another strategic and one that is a miner entering the company?
Yeah, it is a bit dumbfounding, for sure. You know, we did the equity offering here at 48 cents per share. You know, our 20-day volume weighted average price prior to the offering was 28 cents a share, so it represents about a 72% premium to market. I'm not aware, I don't know if you are, Corey, of other companies being able to raise at that big a premium for a simple private placement. You sometimes see those types of premiums for takeovers, but certainly not for customary private placements. One of the things that I think is very specific to the stock right now is we have had, since early December, if people look back at the trading history, we have had a single, what appears to us to be a single dedicated seller selling through Anonymous, who has represented since early to mid-December, approximately 70% of the selling volume has come from through Anonymous, and our suspicion is potentially through a single account or a single shareholder. We don't know the identity of that shareholder, of that account. but we've continued to see that selling pressure. I think that when that selling pressure from that particular shareholder lifts, then there won't be the same type of ceiling on the share price. But I do think, you know, this release comes out in the midst of that very persistent selling from a single, what appears to us to be a single account or shareholder. And that's some important context, I think, to realize here. It's not broad-based selling or selling volume. It really is highly concentrated on what appears to us to be a single account. And I think when, you know, as you well know, as an experienced investor in this sector, it's important to kind of look under the hood sometimes into that trading history to understand what's driving these stocks from day to day, who's selling, who's buying. And when you see that particular concentration on the sell side, you know, that can certainly have a dampening impact.
So, Martin, sometimes we do see that kind of selling pressure when companies or funds or just investors know that a company needs financing. But now you just brought in $14.4 million. I know you weren't running low on cash. So where does the company stand in terms of cash in the bank?
Yeah, so we've got about $42 million in the bank, or we will on closing of this financing, which is a really strong position to be. You know, these large projects do entail significant expenditure from year to year to continue to advance them. So it's always important to stay ahead of the curve there and make sure you're putting money in the bank. I'm doing it at a slightly lower price than we did the last couple of financings, but at a much, much higher percentage premium, which really just speaks to the intensity of interest that we saw, not just from Sumitomo, but from other parties. And we're able to kind of leverage that to drive the best possible deal for shareholders from both a short, medium, and long-term standpoint here.
How do you go about leveraging the partners that you have then to bring in possibly a larger financing package, something that could bring this project into or closer to construction?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting thing for sure. You know, it's certainly not within our considerations here in the short or even the medium term. That's more of a longer term issue around sort of project finance to actually construct the mine. What I can tell you is that the three groups that are involved in here, as strategics, Sumitomo, Outokumpu, and the other confidential group, they are all sort of tier one companies, each in their respective space. And so that kind of endorsement from these types of large companies with, you know, multinational operations, et cetera, should serve to kind of validate the project both for retail and institutional funds looking at shorter term equity options, as well as, you know, putting together the right package from a project finance standpoint. But again, that's still several years away.
So then in the near term, what is the company? What's FPX going to do to continue to de-risk this asset?
Yeah, so in the very near term, the next thing to look for is just the two other strategics do have a participation right. They do have the opportunity to elect to participate in this financing on the same terms. And so we will have news on that in the coming weeks.
All right, we're out of time for this segment on the radio. But again, to hear that full interview, it was posted on Friday. I'm going to be right back replaying another interview from Gold Hunter Resources, a monetization of a key asset for the company.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. News reports say a prosecutor in Donald Trump's Georgia criminal case paid for the Fulton County District Attorney to accompany him on flights. Court documents showing that prosecutor Nathan Wade purchased multiple flights for him and DA Fawny Willis in the months before they hit Trump with election interference charges. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump has some clout behind him with another endorsement, former GOP presidential candidate and Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina. A grand jury now has to decide whether any law enforcement officers should be criminally charged for the failed response to the Robb Elementary shooting. This development coming a day after a report by the Department of Justice saying that the Uvalde shooting was an unimaginable horror and a series of cascading failures. Corey Myers, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. As promised, this is a replay from an interview posted again on Friday from Gold Hunter Resources. A acquisition made for the company, already a return of capital for shareholders. So please listen to this interview and click on that Friday posting for the full interview. Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Reports. In this daily editorial, I am introducing a new company on the show and a company that already has a deal behind it. I'm chatting with Gold Hunter Resources, traded on the CSE under the symbol HUNT. And Sean Kingsley, the president and CEO of Gold Hunter. Now, Gold Hunter initially focused in Newfoundland, but I'm having the company on because there's already been a transaction on the company's project in Newfoundland with Firefly Metals. This is an Australian company listed on the ASX under the symbol FFM. That agreement was announced back on December 21st, and just yesterday we had news regarding a dividend that will be paid to current Gold Hunter shareholders because of this about $15 million transaction where Firefly Metals is growing its land package in Newfoundland by taking over Gold Hunter's project. Now, Sean, it's your first time on the show. I've known you for a long time, and you just entered Gold Hunter as the president and CEO back in June, and now we already have this transaction. Can you just walk us through the timeline here of you entering the company and then bringing Firefly Metals to take over the project, please?
Corey, of course. So thanks for having me on the show. To begin with, obviously we've known each other for a long time, and I'm a big fan and supporter, and I listen all the time to your show, so thanks for having me on for the first time. Timeline. So essentially, you're right, I did come in June of last year, and things transpired even quicker, but I have been involved or around the company since its inception. I was the individual to introduce the project out in the Bayver Peninsula within in Newfoundland. A little over 2 years ago, we did some site visits. It's an amazing overlooked or underlooked area of Newfoundland with infrastructure, with very high-grade copper gold, ex or past producing mines in and around the project. But what was really interesting was last year, Rambler Metals and Mining, they were operating the Ming mine, which was in production last year. That went into receivership last year, and it was kind of in limbo. You know, pretty much the community of Bayvert, the province of Newfoundland, really had no idea, you know, what's moving forward, because you got to keep in mind that this Ming mine was, you know, it was in production and it pretty much serviced or, you know, provided so much jobs, so much support to the community, and with the not even a decommission, just a straight shutdown into receivership, it was essentially the lowest it could be within the community, within the area, within the province for this mine to go into receivership. So, you know, we were kind of joking around. I have a lot of friends out of Newfoundland. I've been going out there since, I guess, 2014. And, you know, we were joking around that, you know, this is potentially the bottom for the area. You know, people are being owed money. There's a lot of question marks. But we came in there with an idea of doing a consolidation. We had a lot of relationships out there that had projects. It was very deconstructed, or it was very fragmented. So we worked with, you know, 8 to 10 to 12 different prospectors and families to consolidate the project. I was only the introducer to the project and the area and the people involved for Gold Hunter. But, you know, over the course of a year and a half, 2 years, nothing was really moving forward quickly. So when I jumped in, it was still in receivership, the Ming mine. And when I jumped in June, I think within 2 or 3 weeks, receivership courts were finalizing a purchaser for it. I believe there's 2 or 3 bidders for it. And we found out that an Australian company, at the time, Oteco Minerals, acquired the asset or the Ming mine for, I believe it was $60 million, which, you know, in the markets we're in, Corey, it was quite surprising and amazing for their, you know, vote of confidence in that deposit. So that really bolstered us, because we literally surrounded them with this consolidated land package. I think it was about 15,000 hectares, completely surrounding or almost completely surrounding the Ming mine. And so we thought, okay, well, this is great, you know. Bayvert's area, it's kind of on its bottom, it's bottoming out. There's a new group coming in. I wasn't familiar with the new group, but I'm now very, very familiar and very, very excited that they're here in the province of Newfoundland and working on this project, and soon to be our combined projects. So we thought, okay, well, if these guys are coming in, they're very aggressive, because when they announced the deal the same day, Corey, they're like, we're not putting the Ming mine back into production. We want to create value for our shareholders. We're going to immediately commence a 40,000-meter drill program to expand the known deposits and areas. And we thought to ourselves, you know, this is a great opportunity. You know, these guys are coming in here very aggressively, spending the money to do work properly, because the Ming mine was in operations, but the company and the group that were operating it and owned the deposit, they had no ambitions to grow it. They just wanted the cash flow. In my point of view, I should disclaim that, but this new group, Ateco, which is now called Firefly Metals, wanted to come in here and create value and spend money in the ground. And Firefly is run by an amazing group that has had tremendous success. Less than a decade, they turned one company from 10 million market cap into, I think it's 1.7 billion today, into a producing asset from a discovery. So they have the capabilities, the wherewithal, technical prowess, and abilities to raise capital and be aggressive at it. So we consolidated a little bit more with our partners in the prospectors and families out in the Bay Vert Peninsula. We approached Firefly/Ateco and said, hey, you know, pretty much, do you guys want to check out our stuff? You know, there's a lot of smoke around, a lot of great intersects. I think we have three or four past producing pits or mines on the property itself. So, you know, I think 200,000 meters of drilling. We did a lot of data compilation. So there's a lot of smoke on the properties surrounding the Ming mine. And yeah, pretty much it happened very, very fast. And, you know, yesterday's just the icing on the cake where, you know, instead of Gold Hunter retaining the $15 million worth of shares of Firefly, we've decided to make it a win for all of our investors and dividend out. So it's a win, especially, you know, it's not a home run. It's, you know, one or two bases. But if we can continue to, you know, hit one or two bases, it's going to turn into home runs, which is kind of what we need in a bad market like this.
Okay, so since you didn't mention that dividending those shares out to shareholders, if you look at the share price of Firefly Metals on the Australian exchange compared to where Gold Hunter stands, there's an arbitrage opportunity here. But again, is that maybe because Canadian shareholders might have some trouble trading Australian-listed shares? Why is there this arbitrage that we see after this announcement?
I should preface that we will have an AGM on March 8th that will vote for the transaction plus the dividend item. In regards to just the details on, you know, if you were to become a shareholder of Gold Hunter today or before the specific date to be a shareholder to get a dividend share or dividend shares of Ateco / Firefly, you will be getting Australian shares.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, final segment of this weekend edition. This is a replay from a posting on Thursday from Kennerland Minerals. It was probably one of the bright spots in a lot of people's portfolios if you held Kennerland Minerals when the company announced the news back on Tuesday. During those rough days for precious metals stocks, Kennerland announced the conversion of a 20% joint venture interest in a project that they staked about 7 years ago into a 4% net smelter royalty. And again, the market took notice of it. It was nice to see a share price moving higher on the back of some positive news. We walk through exactly what it means for the company in terms of growing up into more of a royalty company from a prospect generator. I hope you all enjoy, and I hope you all have a great rest of your weekend. Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Reports. I'm getting an update from Kennerland Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KLD, on the OTCQX under the symbol KLDCF, as well as on the Frankfurt Exchange under the symbol 3WQ0. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Zach Flood. Big news out of Kennerland Minerals that came out earlier this week on January 16th. The company converted its 20% joint venture interest in the Frotet project in Quebec to a 4% net smelter royalty. The project is now being run or taken over by Sumitomo Metal Mining, which was the 80% joint venture interest here. And some of the highlights of this project is Kennerland Minerals staked this project back in 2017. So only less than 7 years ago, the company had undertaken a handful of drill programs over that period. The JV was entered into in 2018. So Zach, take us through this deal, converting your 20% joint interest into a 4% net smelter royalty. It sure seems like Sumitomo liked what they were seeing through the drill programs over the last few years.
Definitely, yep. I mean, they are a mining company, and they wouldn't be advancing this as steadily as they've been unless they see the potential for this to become one of their operations. So the deal was perfect timing for us. It's starting to get very expensive there for looking forward into infill drilling and economic studies and all the other work you need to do to, you know, prepare something for development. I would say it is a problem for any junior to be able to finance these things. And we still retain a huge amount of upside on the project. I mean, it's an incredible deal, really. We don't have to spend another dime here. We have, you know, exposure to 4% of the total value of any gold that comes out of the ground in the future, regardless of, you know, profitability or margins or whatnot. As long as that mine is producing gold, we get 4% of whatever that is at the price of gold. So massive exposure to the gold price, any future production. Obviously, if Sumitomo decides to develop something here, that means it's going to be big, and that 4% royalty, even if it's bought down to 3.25%, is going to be worth multiples of where we're trading at today. So to me, Kenderland's now an obvious buy, and, you know, I've been in the market in the last couple of days as well, and it's very exciting time for all of our shareholders.
This really is kind of a growing up of the company because, look, Kenderland Minerals is a prospect generator and exploration company. We've talked about the major companies that you have JV deals with, option agreements with, that are moving other assets forward. But this is the first time that you've converted one of those deals into a royalty. So I do have to ask, what do you do with this royalty? Are you going to monetize it, or are you simply going to keep it within the company to show value?
Yeah, we're definitely not looking to monetize this anytime soon. I think that there's going to be so much value that's going to be created as Sumitomo continues to advance the project. We're still early days on the project. You know, by the end of the upcoming drill program in the first quarter this year, there'll be about 100,000 meters of drilling, right? These things require 500,000 meters of drilling to define a decent resource, up to a million meters of drilling like down the road, right? So that kind of gives you an idea of where we're at in terms of the stage of the project. I am very confident in the quality of the deposit itself, and we've done preliminary met work. It all looks very good at this stage. The scale is very large, but there's a lot of work that needs to be done. And through that work, I think it'll become more apparent, you know, what this could turn into, and that should translate into value creation through our market cap and share price. So it's a very simple investment thesis and value proposition now. It's, you know, will Sumitomo build a mine here? If the answer is yes, then there's a lot of money to be made in Kenderland stock.
Oh, and then Kenderland, you can argue, is a royalty company as well, as long as you hold on to that royalty. And, hey, we even saw the reaction in the market, too, after the last couple days that have been very tough on almost every resource stock, especially gold stocks. Kenderland was up large on the day that was announced. What about some of these buy-down options for this royalty? I know Sumitomo can buy the royalty down to an uncapped 3.25% royalty. Take us through some of those stages.
Yeah, there's a 0.25% buy down for $3 million that can be exercised within 5 years, and there's an additional 0.5% buy down for $10 million cash payment, which can be exercised within 10 years. So that would put about $13 million back in the Kenderland's hands, and would result in us owning a 3.25% royalty instead of a 4% royalty. So even in that scenario, 3.25% is huge upside. We've put about $7 million into the project to date, so exercising those buybacks would actually kind of put us in the green from that standpoint. So we got, you know, generated this at a net negative cash value or amount. Other than that, like, the royalty is kind of free of any other, you know, there's no other weird quirks in the deal there. It's pretty straightforward. No ROFR. We've got great data rights too, so we'll still be able to disclose to the market things that are happening on the project, which is really important, and not a lot of people realize how important that is. But for us to be able to have our hands on the data, you know, generate resource calculations ourselves, see exploration results, it helps us make more informed decisions, as well as potential acquirers.
Okay, that was going to be my next question, because Kenderland, as the company, will remain operator for at least 1 year to facilitate this transition of operatorship to Sumitomo. Sounds like you also have access to the data, so we will be able to get news on how that project is advancing simply out of you, Kennerland, as the company.
That's right. That is the idea going forward. And we are operator for another year, at least, at minimum. You know, I think the idea is to transition operatorship to Sumitomo over that time period. But, you know, we could be operator for longer if they need us to. We just want to make sure that the project remains on track, and we're happy to facilitate that in any way we can.
All right. Well, there's not much more to talk about in terms of this converting into a royalty, but hey, congratulations on that. I know that is a big stepping stone for the company. Let's talk about the other exploration going on your other assets. The most recent interview that we did at the beginning of this year highlighted what it was like to work with major companies, because you do work with so many major miners. I'll post a link to that interview so everyone can catch up on the companies that Kennerland is working with. But Zach, in terms of other exploration on the companies, I believe right around a dozen other projects, what's going on?
There's a lot going on, probably too much to discuss right here, but I will highlight a few things. Our Ontario portfolio is really growing. We staked a huge amount of ground in the Wabagoon sub-province. That's 100% owned now. We also have the South Uchi project in the Red Lake District of Ontario, which is 100% owned as well, and we've been advancing that towards hopefully drill stage in the coming future. But, you know, these projects are relatively grassroots, but we're applying the same exploration strategy and methodologies that led us to the discovery at Protet, as well as a discovery we made with Newmont last year in the Abitibi Greenstone Belt. So, you know, I think we're just trying to repeat the success. We've got a good formula here. We've got an amazing team. We've also staked a huge amount of ground up in northern Quebec. All of this we're going to be, you know, advancing over the next year or so. But we do have a lot of soil-funded exploration happening, particularly in Ontario this coming summer. So keep an eye out for that. That's, to me, you know, some of the most exciting work we're doing in the portfolio.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time.
time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.